Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hello, hello, everybody. How's it going? My name's Mary Larson.
And my name is Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for joining us as we make our way through January. Ladies and gentlemen, they've done it. The impossible. Oh, my word. I couldn't believe it. Sunday, this past Sunday, was just heart attack city. It was a good day to be a cardiologist in New England.
Amen.
The Patriots have made it to Super Bowl 53. That's just awesome for a lot of different reasons. People don't realize the financial ramifications and benefits that happen when, you know, the Patriots make it, even though the Super Bowl's in Atlanta.
I had no idea. Yeah, tell me what happens.
Well, the Super Bowl's in Atlanta, but you get a lot of boost, obviously, from the economic side, people making the shirts, people making the gear and whatnot. The travel arrangements happen. Just in general, a lot of people come in here into New England, a lot of media, a lot of storyline people, so there's a little bit of a boost there. It's not as big as if we were hosting one of the championship games, but it's still, you know, that whole area is a buzz, and these people are coming in. They're looking for those feel-good stories, which help highlight the area here. It just becomes this whole big production. So, again, it's not as big as, like, when we have the World Series here, or, you know, the NBA Finals or the Stanley Cup, because those events actually happen wherever the home court is. Super Bowl's played on a neutral site that can handle it because of all the hoopla and the rigmarole that goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
But still, there is it's still a good thing for us here, so we should be excited, and it's great. You know, it's good. So I am excited for that. Not this Sunday, next Sunday, but this is a busy weekend for you guys, and this has kind of been a bit of a challenge week for you, Mary.
Yes, as has probably for well over 7,000 other Rhode Islanders. We're having a big event for one of our podcasts in Newport. And for those of you who don't know,
lovely this time of year.
Newport has a state of emergency. It's been quite the ordeal. And I mean, you know, we don't even live there. We're not the ones necessarily dealing with these absolute problems that the whole town is really going through. But, you know, it's incredible. And it wasn't necessarily like a big blizzard. You know, we were all nervous about having a big event in January for Outlander Cast. And yet, no blizzard showed up, but of course, natural gas. That's the issue.
That being said, obviously, what you guys are dealing with is annoying, but it pales in comparison to what some of the people down there have been dealing with. Obviously, having to be out of their homes for a few days, getting that incident happening right when it's the coldest day we've had, such a cold snap, mm-hmm. affecting so many different venues. And then you add in the factor that National Grid has to go through and actually get into people's homes. They have to physically touch each home twice. They have to do it once to shut everything down so they can re-energize or repressurize the lines, and then one by one go through. So, you know, our thoughts and you know, sincere, you know, well wishes to all the people there. Thankfully, there's been no major injuries. This is not like a situation that happened up northern Massachusetts earlier this year, or last year rather, in September, where it was devastating. The whole situation, unfortunately, somebody lost their life. There were injuries. This, by and large, has been handled, I think, extremely well by National Grid and the various emergency management people. But yeah, that's it's for you. It causes a scramble, and again, people being out of their homes is not good. Mm-hmm. But we hope that it gets rectified quickly. And so our thoughts and our well wishes to all the people down there and all the workers, folks. If you see them out and about over the next few days as they're getting this finished, give them a pat on the back. I don't know if you want to give them a hug. They might.
Give them a hot chocolate.
Give them something. Yeah, but just these people have been just. And they've been, from what I hear, they've been really good at accommodating the people who live down there. Yes. So that's good. But nevertheless, whatever you're doing as you're out and about, if you tuned in while you're on the road working, getting errands done, just sit back, listen, and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, you can find all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
What do you have for this week's Wicked Interesting listing?
First Works!
Woo!
This organization is just truly, truly magical. They joined me in the car not that long ago, and you can swing back through a couple past episodes and you'll see me driving with the executive director of First Works. But they have Heather Henson. Who is the daughter of Jim Henson. That's right, the guy from The Muppets, the creator of The Muppets. She is coming, and she's bringing Ibex Puppetry to Rhode Island for artist residency events and the New England premiere performance.
That's so cool.
A Zizhak on Turtle Island. I am pronouncing that wrong. You, at home, the listener, are more than welcome to message me with video or in text underneath in the comments of the proper pronunciation phonetical guide. But this is going to be a Broadway play that launches in Rhode Island.
So great.
They have a variety of public events that are scheduled all this upcoming weekend and into next weekend, starting with today, the day this comes out. There's a film screening and panel discussion on Thursday, January 24th at 6:30 p.m. in Westport, Massachusetts. So this one's technically over the line, over the borderline, but everything else will be in Rhode Island. Then on Saturday, they'll have another film screening and a workshop. That'll be happening at the Jamestown Arts Center from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. And it's just it's all about handmade puppet dreams. It's the film series there, and this will have accompanied hands-on activities for children 7 and up. So again, all this stuff,
big shout out. They're also having a lot of performances at Moses Brown. So you know, if you wanted to check it out, if you're more in the northern part of the state, they're having a couple of performances there. I was just reading about it, how it's like an environmental puppetry. You know, it really wants to help bring more awareness to the environment. There's Native American inspired songs and dance, video projections, soaring kites with the puppet film shorts, different discussions. So this sounds like it's an event, the different opportunities, you know, whether you have kids or if you want to go as an adult, there seems to be a performance for everybody.
And the performances extend actually through next weekend. So if you go to our site or you follow the links here, we'll have the all the breakdown of the events for you. If you want to learn more about it, you can also watch the Wicked Roadie, the Carpooling with Ben episode where we talked with the executive director. But this is something like, this is a world-class attraction. And I'm not doing it the justice by talking about it right here. You have to go and explore this online before you go see it in person. This is legitimately, when you see these giant festivals overseas in Europe and Asia and just everywhere, it's happening in Rhode Island.
That's so great.
You definitely don't want to miss it. It's First Works. They are bringing Heather Henson and Ibex Puppetry to Rhode Island for some artist residency events and the New England premiere performance of Zizhak on Turtle Island. Unbelievable stuff. That is what's wicked interesting. Wicked, wicked interesting. And now, here's what's wicked fun in the 401.
So to kick things off, we have an event that I've been to in the past that I highly recommend. It's a beginning photography workshop. It takes place at Bellani Maternity, but it's actually hosted by one of my favorite photographers, Bethany O. She's just this feisty photographer who really likes to capture the light and the joy in people. And she had been asked by a lot of people, you know, who got fancy cameras over the holidays. A lot of people get fancy cameras as a gift over the holidays. And people were asking her, their friends were asking her, how do I use this fancy camera? And she decided to create this workshop. I went to one. She's been doing it for a few years. It's going to be taking place Sunday from 2 to 4. It's housed at Bellani Maternity, which is right on Route 2, Baldhill Road in Warwick. It's a fantastic event. If it does snow, because there's a possibility of some snow on Sunday, they will be rescheduling, so don't worry about it at all. But basically, you bring your camera, and she's going to help you feel a lot less intimidated by it. She's going to go over what all the little buttons, all those little settings mean, and how to get some really nice-looking shots without having to push the auto setting on your camera.
Mary, you mentioned getting a camera for this past Christmas. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to ask you what Christmas you got the camera. So there are probably people out there who got a camera last Christmas and they still don't know how to use it. So by all means, check that out. I remember you talking about this last year because it was just such a wonderful thing to do and to have that workshop. So that's awesome. That's happening. Mm-hmm. Of course, weather dependent. Be sure to check that out. Also happening this weekend, it is the Taste of the East Bay. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Taste of the East Bay. I'm just so excited about this. It happens Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. at Hope in Maine. It's going to be an awesome event. You got to get tickets. Don't wait. But you can join them for an intimate, cozy setting as you savor and sip the best local food and drink, all while helping animals in need. That's right. You're going to be doing some good stuff as well. They have guests including the Sacred Cow Granola, Crepelicious, Espresso Bar Service, Sweet Lorraine's Candy Shop, Blue Water Bar and Grill, Bristol Oyster Bar, Christian's, The Beach House, Blount Seafood, Trafford's, Revival, Sakuratani. Use the second word the second time I said that, folks. Use that one on your for your reference purposes. Simply Divine Catering, the Bristol House of Pizza, one of our favorite places, Medici, and the 110 Grill. It's an event that could possibly sell out, so please be sure to go online, get your tickets. Again, it's supporting the RISPCA. Just great to support a wonderful organization like that. Happening on Saturday, 5 to 8 p.m. There's VIP tickets available, regular tickets available. Go get it now.
So a lot of you might have gotten a fancy camera over the holidays, or maybe you got a ring, maybe you got engaged, or maybe you know someone who got engaged, because wedding season is about to hit us. Spring, summer, especially here in Rhode Island, even the fall.
People
are getting married all the time in this state, but you know, it's really, it picks up a lot during the warmer months. And so now's a big time when you go planning. And actually, the Grand Wedding Expo in Warwick is the perfect place. Sunday afternoon, 12 to 4, right at the Crown Plaza, right off the highway in Warwick. It's a great way for you to start planning your wedding. You get to, you know, of course, see some of the best fashion, the bridal fashion, demonstrations, taste some great food, see some great wedding cakes, get to try different products. And of course, they have loads of samples, things to take home, lots of prizes. That was one of my favorite things when I was engaged and I would go to these things. The amount of prizes that you can enter to win.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to every single table and I signed up for everything, and it is unbelievable. They give away like photography packages, they give away limo packages, they give away all sorts of great things at these kind of wedding expos. So if you or someone you know is engaged, I definitely recommend checking that out.
Pro tip when you go to these things, A, set up a separate email address just for your wedding.
Yes.
And yes. Also, print out labels, like the Avery or whatever those labels are,
yeah,
on your computer.
The address labels.
Set that up with your name, your contact info, the date of your wedding and everything. That way, when you walk by all those things, you just have to put the sticker on it. You don't have to sit there and write and get writer's cramp.
You're a genius, Booyah. Ben. You're a genius.
I know I am. If you have ever gone to the Steelyard, we've talked about this place a number of time over on Sims Avenue in Providence. And you've ever thought, hey, I could get into that. I want to set up a little shop. Maybe I've watched a ton of YouTube videos, lost hours, countless hours watching people make things out of raw metal and steel. Well, on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., they are having a tool sale at the Steelyard in there in Providence. So all you yardies out there, if you're trying to set up a shop on a budget, this is the perfect opportunity. You can go over there. They've got some weird and odds and ends stuff that you might be interested in, and everything is priced to sell. And they are totally up for haggling. So bring your best bartering skills, you know, just try to, you know, get them down a bit on their pricing. But they have everything from like metal hand tools, safety gear. They have some of even their larger shop equipment, ceramic wheels. Folks, do you want to recreate, what was that movie?
Ghost?
Yeah, that one. So
wait,
if you want, right? Isn't that the one with like Whoopi Goldberg and
yes,
and
yes.
Who's the guy who was in that? Was that the guy who dies?
The hunk?
Yeah, the guy who dies, and he's the ghost.
Patrick Swayze?
That one, yeah, that guy. I was going to say Dustin Hoffman, but that'd be even weirder. And they'll also have some raw working materials as well. I remember that. That was awesome. Everything must go, and they're looking to make a happy maker the home for these new tools. So go check it out. It's time to check out the great stuff they've got over there. So head on over there Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now I'm just all messed up on Patrick Swayze and Whoopi Goldberg and just that weird scene down in the basement with the clay. You remember that one?
Yeah. I do. Yeah. With Demi Moore, I got you. I know what you're referencing.
Good luck getting that out of your head. Right from Ghost, we go right to Madonna. No matter where you are in the state of Rhode Island, you're never more than 18 and a half miles from either Massachusetts or Connecticut. We got a great event for you happening in Massachusetts this weekend. Mary, what's going on at the Venus de Milo in Swansea?
Breakfast with none other than Mickey and Minnie.
On their 90th anniversary.
Oh, my goodness. They want to share it with you. Well, doors open at 9 a.m. There's a buffet from 9:30 to 11. Really affordable. Adult tickets are $17.95. Kids, $10.95. You're going to get a Danish ham, scrambled eggs, home fries, bacon, sausage, pancakes, luscious little pastry Danish, fruit, coffee, juice. I mean, you name it, you got it. And you get to go hang out with Mickey and Minnie at the Venus de Milo. And this is all happening Sunday morning, perfect time for brunch, 9 to noon.
And, you know, the Venus de Milo is right off the highway, exit 3. Exit 2 is Cardi's, exit 3 is technically the Swansea Mall exit, or, you know, the slowly closing Swansea Mall. But go right down to the Venus de Milo, and before you leave, grab yourself a bucket of soup to bring home, because it's going to be chilly that day. The Venus de Milo has great stuff happening, including breakfast with the mices, the mouses, the mises, Mickey and Minnie.
Mickey
That's
and Minnie.
Awesome. I think I'm going to have to write lyrics to that little jingle right there, because it is wicked nice. Wicked Roadie is proud to announce a new partnership with the United Way of Rhode Island, helping spread the word about wonderful opportunities for you, your family, your friends, anybody. you guys can volunteer and help out in and around Rhode Island. So beginning with the 134 Collaborative, which partners with other community organizations to host various programs for the underserved populations. They need board members experiencing in the following fields: fundraising and development, health and education, the arts, historic preservation, construction, human resources, business and social entrepreneurship, and finance. They're looking for a 1 to 3 year commitment, and it's a 21 plus position because they're really looking for somebody with a bit of experience and somebody who can make that connection. Again, it's the 134 Collaborative. If you are looking for something to do, a lot of people have a professional obligation where they have to serve on a board. Well, go contact the 134 Collaborative. Mary, what do you got?
Dorcas International Institute of Rhode Island in Providence. They empower people to become self-sufficient and engaged members of society through advocacy and innovative programs. So they're looking for refugee settlement, resettlement and case management support. Volunteers are going to help prepare for the arrival of these refugee clients, and they're going to help them acclimate to life in the U.S.
Wow, that's great. Goodwill Industries of Rhode Island is looking for some volunteers. They provide services that result in employment and expanded economic opportunity for people with disabilities and other barriers to employment. They need volunteers to help purge client files. So this is going to be a clerical person. Mm-hmm. If you got a strong clerical background, they have flexible hours on Tuesdays through Thursdays. Go check that out. Goodwill Industries of Rhode Island.
And the American Cancer Society is seeking volunteers to share programs and services with patients or family members and caregivers in the hospital cancer center environment. So this is something that they're looking for help with Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. They're looking for someone who can give maybe 4 to 6 hours a week for a year, and they do have training provided for this.
Hey, if you want to learn more about the United Way Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance yourself, you can visit their website or simply dial 211. That number, ladies and gentlemen, has been a lifeline during this recent crisis down there in Newport with the with the gas. But you could simply dial 211. They'll take your call. They speak many different languages. Get connected and get the help you need. All right, folks, as we said at the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
Check us out online because we love to be social, and we know you do too. So if you're posting photos from any of the events that we chatted about, or if you just see something so stunning that you have to Instagram about it, we want to see it. You can simply use the hashtag Wicked Roadie. It'll help other people learn about the show and build brand awareness. So we thank all of you who do listen, who do use that hashtag.
If you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, you just got to email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or reach out to us on Facebook. We're always there.
That's right. Well, until next time, folks, my name is Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday,
which will only be a few days away from the Super Bowl at that time.
Oh, yeah. Deep breaths, Ben. Deep breaths.
I'm keeping myself calm.
Ha ha ha.